Hi friends, this is Dr. Paul with you, and it's such a joy for me to come to your private place, secret place, where you have fellowship with God and join together with you in worshiping God. Prayer is dialogue. Not only you talk to God, God talks to you. God talks to you through different ways. He talks even through nature, he talks through the clouds, the stars, the sun, the moon, the light. God talks to you through friends. God talks to you through the Word of God. I often say 99% you can hear God's voice through the Word of God, and 1% is through friends or YouTube or preachers, prophecy, or through other sources other than the Word of God. So 99% is the Word of God. So I want you to know that different ways of how God speaks to you. So one thought from God can knock the devil away. Just one thought from God. Every day an average man gets around 2,000 ideas from God. If he takes one and applies it, he becomes a billionaire. So you take one thought and from God and meditate on that thought. Look for scriptures, because every thought that comes from God is backed up with scriptures, is peaceful, is gentle, loving, encouraging, edifying, building up. Not only building you, it builds everyone around you. It comes with a package of anointing. It comes with a package of the power of the Holy Spirit. It's backed up by the Holy Spirit. If that thought comes from God. Jesus himself said, John 6:63, yes, the words that I speak are spirit and life. I want you to know, words are spiritual containers. Words are spiritual containers. And words from God are from heaven. It's a rhema. It's a strategic word. It's a kairos word. It's a word for the season. Speak the word in season, the Word of God says. So the Word from God is spirit and life. Words are spirit containers. They contain spiritual materiality, heavenly materiality. They have zoe in it. They have life of God in it. God's breath is in it. Words have, words of God, words from God, has the life of God in it. Can you believe that? The word, these words that comes from God can pierce through darkness, can make the hell tremble. These words from God can cause thunder, lightning, and storm in the enemy's camp. Wow, amazing. Words from God are powerful. It's a two-edged sword. It's living. It's dynamic. It's energetic. It's active. It's able to divide asunder the soul and the spirit. Wow. Can you believe this? You don't have to be soulish. You don't have to be emotional. You can be spiritual when you meditate on the Word of God. It gives life to your spirit and brings your flesh, brings your soul, brings your mind, brings all the circumstances, brings everything under the submission of the Lordship of Christ, bringing every thought into captivity of Christ, to obedience to Christ. When you put the Word of God number one, top priority, when you give preeminence to the Word of God, when you allow predominance to the Word of God, it takes over. Not only takes over, and it gives you complete dominion over the powers of darkness. Psalms 104:107:20 says, He sent His word and healed you. He sent His word. This was written by David way back in Psalms. You know, and He sent His word and healed you. So I want you to take your Bible with you. If you have a Word of God, I want you to read just a few scriptures for you, and that's going to help you so much. Are you ready? Let's turn. It's always such a blessing to listen to the Word of God. Take a few minutes. I'm not going to take more time. Just another 5 minutes of yours, your precious time, because your time is precious. I appreciate you spending time to hear the word of God. You, the time spent in prayer is never wasted, but invested. You're investing your time on the word of God. Can you believe that? And when you spend time hearing the word of God, listening to the word of God, studying the word of God, meditating on the word of God, confessing the word of God, declaring the word of God, you shall have success. The word of God alone brings success to you. Believe in the Lord, you shall be established. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says that. And believe his prophets, you shall be established. You shall be successful. Okay, here we go. I'm reading to you from the Passion Translation. I love this translation. It's so amazing. It's inspiring. You can get your own hard paperback of the Passion Translation, and that's going to really... Hi friends, it's such a joy for me to read the scriptures to you, and as you listen to this word of God, you can either speak in tongues softly, keep your eyes closed, just meditate on this scripture. It brings life, it brings power. The time spent in meditating the word of God is never wasted, but invested for a great harvest. So I want you to understand, the time is invested and not wasted, and it is also harvested. So listen to the word of God. This is Psalms 107 in the Passion Translation. It's a psalm of praise and psalm of the word. God's constant love. Let everyone give all the praise and thanks to the Lord. Here's why. He's better than anyone could ever imagine. Yes, he's always loving and kind, and his faithful love never ends. So go ahead, let everyone know it. Tell the world how he broke through and delivered you from the power of darkness and has gathered us together from all over the world. He has set us free to be his very own. Some of us once wandered in the wilderness like desert nomads with no direction or dwelling place, starving, thirsting, staggering. We became desperate and filled with despair. Then we cried out, Lord, help us, rescue us. And he did. He led us right into a place of safety and abundance, a suitable city to dwell in. So lift up your hands and thank God for his marvelous kindness, for all his miracles of mercy for those he loves, how he satisfies the soul of the thirsty ones and fills the hungry with all that is good. Some of us once sat in darkness, living in the dark shadows of death. We were prisoners of our pain and chained to our regrets. But now, listen, for we rebelled against God's word and rejected the wise counsel of God. So he humbled us through our circumstances, watching us as we stumbled with no one there to pick us back up. Our own pain became our punishment. Then we cried out, Lord, help us, rescue us. And he did. His light broke through the darkness and he led us out in freedom from death's dark shadow and snapped every one of our chains. So lift up your hands again and give thanks to God for his marvelous kindness, for his miracles of mercy for those he loves. For he smashed through heavy prison doors and shattered the steel bars that held us back just to set us free. Some of us were such fools, bringing on ourselves sorrow and suffering, all because of our sins. Sick and feeble, unable to stand the sight of food, we drew near to the gates of death. Then we cried out, Lord, help us, rescue us. And he did. God spoke the words, be healed, and we were healed. I repeat, God spoke the words, be healed, and we were healed. delivered from death's door. So lift up your hands and give thanks to God for His marvelous kindness, for His miracles of mercy for those He loves. Bring your praise as an offering and your thanks as a sacrifice as you sing your story of miracles with a joyful song. Some of us set sail upon the sea to faraway ports, transporting our goods from ship to shore. We were witnesses of God's power out in the ocean deep. We saw breathtaking wonders upon the high seas. When God spoke, He stirred up a storm, lifting high the heavens, lifting high the waves with hurricane winds. Ships were tossed by swelling seas, rising to the sky, then dropping down to the depths, reeling like drunkards, spinning like tops, everyone at the wit's end, until even sailors despaired of life, cringing in terror. Then we cried out, "Lord, help us, rescue us." And He did. God stilled the storm, calmed the waves, and He hushed the hurricane winds to only a whisper. We were so relieved, so glad, as He guided us safely to harbor in a quiet haven. So lift up your hands and give thanks to God for His marvelous kindness and for His miracles of mercy for those He loves. Let's exalt Him on high and lift up our praise in public. Let all the people and the leaders of the nation know how great and wonderful is Yahweh, our God. Whenever He chooses, He can dry up a river and turn the land into a desert. Or He can take a fruitful land and make it a salt water swamp. All because of the wickedness of those who dwell there. But He also can turn a barren wilderness into an oasis with water. He can make springs flow in desert lands and turn them into fertile valleys so that cities can spring up. And He gives it all to those who are hungry. They can plant their fields and vineyards there and reap a bumper crop and gather a fruitful harvest. God will bless them and cause them to multiply and prosper. But others will become poor, humbled because of their oppression, tyranny, and sorrows. For God pours contempt upon the arrogant abuse of power, heaping scorn upon the princes, and makes them wander among ruins. But He raises up the poor and lowly with His favor, giving them a safe place to live where no one can touch them. God will grant them a large family and bless them. The lovers of God will rejoice when they see this. Good men are glad when the evil ones are silenced. If you are truly wise, you learn from what I've told you. It's time for you to consider these profound lessons of God's great love and mercy. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Be blessed in everything that you do. Whatever lay your hands on, may God prosper the works of your hand. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.